This podcast is brought to you by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to the Green Room here on Fresh FM, where we step into the green room with musicians who talk about their songwriting, touring, and the stories behind their music. And that was The Lighthouse by artist Hanna Jostansen. And I have Hanna on the line at the moment. Now, I believe you are obviously Norwegian, of Norwegian descent, but you are now living in New Zealand, in Wellington.
Yeah. I live in Wellington, came out to New Zealand in 2004. So Wellington is now... yeah, home, and I've been for a long time.
Well, it's so lovely to have you on the line here. This would be your first conversation with us here at Fresh FM.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for having me on, yeah.
Oh, look, it's a real delight, and we love our local and international local artists. And, of course, you're coming to our region for a one-off concert, is that right?
Yeah, I'm going on tour to celebrate my recent EP, a 5-track album. It's called The Lighthouse, and the tour started last weekend, and I'm coming to Nelson next to play on the Saturday 8th of August at Wah.
Oh, now where's Wah?
It's in the city centre, Whakatū Arts and Action, it's called. Yeah, quite a new community venue.
Fantastic. Okay. Mm. Well, that's great. And a good plug for the venue too, because I've not heard of it before. So there may be a few listeners out there that may be going, oh, wow, I've not heard of that before either. So it's the Whakatū Arts...
In action.
In action. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Mm. Great. Mm. Fantastic. And it's so good that we've got a new venue, because venues are closing. And I know that because I've been running the Ruby Bay store venue in Ruby Bay. And unfortunately, we've just closed the doors on it. So, it's not.
I thought it was being refurbished.
It's going to be a Italian restaurant called Baba Gatto's, which came from Nelson, actually, from Morrison Square, and they've now relocated after some time away from having a building, and they are now reopening in the Ruby Bay store. So that's great for foodies and for lovers of Italian food, because it's exceptional food. And the Ruby Bay store venue will be renamed just the Ruby Coast venue, and it's a transient venue, which means that I will be finding venues for artists. And I've managed to get most of our theatre seats and curtains up to Riverside. So I am hosting a few events up at Riverside Community in their hall there. And in summer, we'll probably use their cafe as well. So, yeah, it's not dead yet.
No. But I was actually booked to play there couple of years ago, but we just had to postpone.
That's right.
So
when you do, after you've done this tour and you want to come back, I'm happy to find you, to host you somewhere else.
So, oh, wonderful.
Yeah. So look, tell us about your show.
Oh, yeah. So it's going to be it's going to be really special. So I've got Ira Gore, who's a local Nelson-based songwriter.
Uh-huh.
Ira will open. That's more old country acoustic type of music. And Ira Gore has got this lovely single out as well, just recently, called Blue. So we go back 20-odd years, actually. But don't get to see each other that much. So it's just so wonderful to have Ara Gore's open. And then I will do a solo set performing songs from The Lighthouse, the EP that's just come out, or came out in April.
Yeah.
And also some of my my older work, I released an EP out back in 2013. It's called Watch Over Me. So, yeah, so I'll be doing some original songs. Gorge will be doing some original songs to start with. And it's going to be a really intimate concert with a bit of, you know, storytelling. And oh, I hope everybody that comes want to share any stories they have about, you know, lighthouses or, yeah. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be quite a, it's going to be lovely.
Oh, it's beautiful. And I believe you're going off to the Boulder Bank to have a look at the decommissioned lighthouse on there.
Yeah, I'm hoping to. I'm just looking at my travel itinerary and trying to fit it in. I'd love to go. Yes.
Oh, you'll have to chat up one of the little local boaties to take you across.
Have you got contact?
not anyone that with a working boat at the moment.
No.
But if I think of one, I'll let you know.
I have a very strong interest in lighthouses, hence the title as well of the EP. I grew up in a tiny, very remote lighthouse island off the northwest coast of Norway. Wow. And my granddad was the lighthouse keeper.
Yep.
So, it felt very, like when I wrote, I really wanted to write this song, The Lighthouse. It felt important to write.
Yeah.
And it took me a long time to craft that song, actually. And when it was ready, it was kind of the natural title track. So it's all about, I mean, that song and all the songs on the latest EP is about connection, you know, connection to the land, to places, to people, connection between people. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that, I think that kind of comes through in the concerts as well. And it just creates this real authentic and like beautiful vibe in the shows.
Fantastic. And okay, so yes, lighthouses are obviously in the blood for you. have you seen that wonderful picture of the lighthouse keeper with his hand on the knob on that lighthouse in Normandy, and this huge wave is about to envelop the top of the lighthouse where he's standing? Have you ever seen that picture?
I'm not sure, but I do need to Google now.
It's a fantastic picture. I bought it, and unfortunately my ex-husband inherited it, but that was what he walked away with. I got the kids.
Oh.
I got the kids and he got the lighthouse picture.
Did it used to hang up on your wall?
It did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great
shot. There were a sequence of shots obviously taken from a helicopter. And the guy was so brave, standing there looking nonchalant with his hand on the knob. I'd have been clawing my way into the building to get away from the wave because it was just coming right around.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic shot. So if anyone's out there and knows the picture, go and check it out anyway. It should be online. But
I'm certainly going to Google it.
Coast of Normandy, the lighthouse keeper. I can't remember what the actual photo was called, but it was something quite outstanding. But obviously the show's going to be beautiful because your music is stunning. And we're going to end the interview with one of your other tracks off your new EP. Would you like to suggest a song?
Maybe the second single from the EP, which is called Polar Night.
Okay, that sounds great. And of course, everyone, it's August the 8th. And it's at WA, which is in Central Nelson. And honestly, your show will be so worth going. I'm going to try and make it. So to see you.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
You're lovely.
Yeah.
And, welcome to everybody. Yeah.
And how can people book?
So it's out on Event Finder and tickets are via Humanitix. So just search in, The Lighthouse or Hammer, H-A-N-N-E, and it'll pop up.
Fantastic. Mm. All right. I'm so looking forward to it. And listeners, you've got to get along. The music is just beautiful. And we're going to have a little listen to the last or the second single from the EP. Thank you, Hannah, for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Have a safe trip across that Cook Strait.
Thank you.
Don't hit any lighthouses.
When the Arctic owl calls, she's hunting for a prey to steal, someone loved away. And as I watch the stars fall, I swear I feel you brush against my cheek. In polar nights, you come to me.
Come to me.
In polar nights, just like the northern lights, we dance into the polar night. I never felt the cold. I'd run barefoot in the fine-grained snow, make angels come alive beneath the crooked mountain birch that's seen it all. In polar nights, you come to me.
Come to me.
In polar nights, just like the to the polar nights. And then you're gone, but I see you everywhere, in my every breath of frozen air. In polar nights, you come to me.
Come to me.
In polar nights, just like the northern lights, we dance into the polar nights. You come to me. The polar nights.
Thanks for listening to The Green Room. You can also listen to previous Green Room episodes by going to freshfm.co.nz, using the search bar, search The Green Room for those wonderful previous episodes of our local and touring musicians.
This podcast was brought to you by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Other great local podcasts are available through our website, freshfm.co.nz.